Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. I completely made a mistake. I don't follow the news. I stopped following it years ago because it makes me crazy. And I made the mistake of starting to follow it. And the anxiousness I get from it is almost overwhelming. And I almost get angry with it. It's funny because I'm going to sever the news. I'm going to stay away from everything because you got to choose in your life what God wants you to think on. I think the word is actually prudent. It's like a purpose or intention. It's living life intentionally with thoughtfulness. The other word is, I think it's discreet. And it's discreet is following reason and restraints passion. It's, you got to choose what you dwell on, what you put your mind to. And if you choose the world and the things of the world, watch and pay attention to the way you feel, the way you think, what you're constantly revolving in your mind. I choose God, and I choose the things in the Word, and I'm going to remove it and pray that God takes care of each and every situation constantly. I just start praying like crazy. Yeah, that's how I handle things. How do you handle stuff? How do you deal with it? Now I'm going back to the word. If you go to Ephesians chapter 4, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Messiah Christ Jesus, or the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye were called, with all lowliness or humility and meekness, which is endeavoring to keep an even temper, with long suffering or long before anger, bearing with one another in love. You gotta stay level-headed. You got to stay. I mean, I'm not great at this. I am not the greatest at being long before anger. I'm actually quick to anger a little bit. I'm Italian. What can I do? You know, but you got to change your mind to it. You got to calm yourself down, and you're supposed to look at people in love. Love dispels those anxious thoughts. Love dispels torment. Love is to look on someone with just undeserved favor, right? It's actually grace, but it's to look at them and embrace them in your heart and in your mind. Verse 3, studying to keep the unity or the oneness of the Holy Spirit, which is that power from on high, in the bond or that which binds together of the peace. We are to keep the oneness of the Holy Spirit. And if you have that Holy Spirit working in you, aka if you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. It's not easy to walk spiritually in a carnal lifestyle. It's not easy to walk in the carnal nature and also have that spiritual nature and be in a state of the peace with it. You got to choose. You got to be balanced. It's not a balancing of walk carnally then spiritually. It's a choice to walk spiritually, and that is to put the words on and to live by what the word says. Get connected again to the source. Verse 4, there is one body. There is one body, and there is one new spiritual nature. This body has to do with the church. There's one church, one body of believers, and one new spiritual nature, even as ye are called in one expectation of future good or hope of your calling. There's one hope, which is Christ Jesus coming back. Verse 5, there's one Messiah, Christ Jesus. There's one faith. There's one baptism, and that's a spiritual baptism. It's not baptism by water. Verse 6, there's one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. We are sired by God. You are summoned by God. You are called by God. Finally, verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Messiah or Christ. Every one of us is given a position in the body. Are you following yours? Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Love one another. Be humid. Have humility. Excuse me. I was going to say humid. I don't even. Get humid, people. Have humility. Be temperate. Love one another. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, I just, first and foremost, I thank you for your son and what he did for us. I thank you that we can do all things through him. I pray for the situation in our country, that you take care of that. I pray that you remove all the weight I feel about it off my heart and off my mind. I thank you again for those believers out there, that you take care of each and every one of them. I thank you for the opportunity that we can go to you in every situation. And I just ask for a clear direction concerning the businesses, concerning, again, the country, and my family and everything that's the rest therein. I thank you for a great day today, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.